From the simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Get ready to ignite your potential. Join us May 20th for the Chamber's 10th Annual Ignite Conference, a power-packed day of professional development and business inspiration for professionals at every level. Topics include marketing, leadership, human resources, finance, business development, tech, and so much more. For details and to register, visit SheridanWyomingChamber.org. The 2025 Ignite Conference is sponsored in part by D.A. Davidson, Susie Garber Johnson, Harps & Associates, the Sheridan Press, and Wyo Stays.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank & Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank & Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
At Carol's Furniture, comfort meets savings with incredible stressless deals. Right now, get $200 off per seat on select stressless styles. The elegance of stressless furniture with its sleek, modern design is perfect for versatile living in your family, dining, or home office space. Don't wait, these savings won't last. See store for details. Stressless living starts here, only at Carol's Furniture, 340 North Main in downtown Sheridan. Visit our website at www.carolsfurniture.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Precorp has openings in accounting, member service, engineering, and IT. A good life begins with a good company. Powder River Energy Corporation is a consumer-oriented electric cooperative in Northeast Wyoming that is always striving for A-plus service, great rates, and being a trusted energy partner. Their work environment is driven by knowing your role, living your values, and making your career plan. If you are looking to be part of an industry leader, then look no further. Go to precorp.coop/employment opportunities and apply today.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now from Sheridan Media News, this is Public Pulse.
Welcome to the Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE. Sheridan, Ron Richter alongside Floyd Whiting and Aaron Linden. And the first Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question: what local summer events are you most looking forward to? And 56% said other. And then we got 22% Third Thursday, 17% Rodeo, 1% Wyo Jam, 1% Sheridan County Fair.
17% for the rodeo.
That seems really shocking
to me.
That's a little low.
56% for other. I thought other would be bringing up the rear.
Yeah. Right.
What is the other then? I mean, there's a ton of events that happen in Sheridan County, Johnson County, Northeast Wyoming, for that matter, in the spring, summer, and fall. But what is the other? What is the 56%? If you voted for the other, call in and let us know
because
what it is.
So my other probably would be like paddleboarding with the dogs.
but that's not an event. That's not.
It is to me.
It's not.
It is not to the dogs.
It's not an event that Andrew Pasek votes against.
I think like others, like, you know, kind of like what Lyndon is talking about, where he's like, I'm going to get up on the mountain.
Right.
Or
go camping.
I'm going to go camping.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I think so. You know?
I think they weren't necessarily voting for event. They were just thinking other stuff.
Other stuff.
There's people around here, and I've kind of become one of them. It's like Sturgis. The people that live in Sturgis leave Sturgis during Sturgis.
Yes.
And that's almost how I've gotten with like rodeo week.
When I was living in Cheyenne, and don't get me wrong, I've gone to plenty of Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Oh, yeah.
I saw great shows. I got to see and meet George Strait. I got to see Kiss. I mean, I got to see a lot of legends. Towards the end, when I was getting a little older, if you want the truth, when I sobered up, I'm out.
Right.
I'm all done.
We did rodeo, man, for like 20 years. And I was just like, it's still cool. Don't get me wrong.
Man, it's bigger than it's.
It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. Yeah, I like it.
I love it.
I just, it's so busy.
I agree. And it's gotten busier. And since we've had an influx of population, you'd say, it's not a big influx. You know, people are like, well, gosh, you only got a couple thousand people. But a couple thousand people to 18,000 is a lot.
Right. And I'll tell you, last year I drove a parade float, and I love the parade. When you're on that ride, you know, when you go to the parade and you're just kind of static in one area, you're like, oh, looks like a lot of people. When you're driving entire route,
it was the biggest
crowd I've ever seen in my life last year. It was insane.
I got to drive a Humvee just in Cheyenne during the Frontier Days parade. Holy cow.
Wow,
you're just like, I didn't know there was this many people in Wyoming.
The whole state showed up.
The whole state showed up. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
But we get that huge influx because it is a big rodeo, and it's, you know, on the, $1 million circuit or something now. And so it brings in a lot of people from a lot of places.
There are a lot of really great performers, a lot of great athletes, and the animals are amazing.
And Indian Relay is always cool.
So good.
I'd go a night.
I'll tell you
used
what.
To be all four.
One of the most fun nights I had was, and I want to thank, you know, the Wild Rodeo Board and Garstead especially, because he learned that my wife had never been. Not just to the Sheridan Wyatt rodeo.
To a rodeo?
She'd never been to
a rodeo. Did you get her a t-shirt that said, this is my first rodeo?
I should have. But I'll tell you what, we went out there. We had just an amazing time. And it was literally her first rodeo. And you know that experience when you take your kids somewhere and all of a sudden you're like, this is like brand new.
Right.
You see the look on their face and you're like, yeah, this is cool. You know?
Right.
It's as we grow up and get older and we attend 20 years of rodeo or 20 years of any event, all of a sudden it kind of becomes, you know, very repetitious. And this is going to happen next or whatever. I think that's one of the greatest experiences you can actually go through is having something that was old become new again through the eyes of someone that you care about. So I would suggest to anybody, you know, you want to have a great time at
you got to take somebody.
Take someone who's never been.
Right.
And you know, if you know it that well, take them around. Show them kind of the cool parts of it.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, man, the rodeo was fresh and new. And it was just fun. And we look forward to it every year.
Last year, we went out to Ventura, California for surf rodeo. And the friends that we have out there then jumped in with us, came back for rodeo. And it was Mark's first rodeo.
I was going to say both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah. And same kind of thing applied. Watching him watch the rodeo was more fun for me than watching the rodeo.
Because you don't, you know, when you grow up with it. And a lot of times, like, you know, when you grow up working around a lot of these animals, you're like, yeah, they're dangerous. But, yeah, they, you know, you get complacent.
Right.
You kind of lose the idea about the danger. And then you see that through someone else's eyes where they're like, holy cow, they're going to jump on that. And you're like, yeah, they're going to jump on that animal, you know. And you realize you're like, yeah, this is really dangerous. But that's what makes it so exciting.
Right.
That's why we watch extreme sports and things like that.
I'll give a little bit different take on the rodeo. And it's from a photographer's perspective.
Oh, yeah.
I love photographing the rodeo, Indian relay, all that stuff. But one of my funnest things is to go under the grandstands and photograph people while they're eating. I got my 70 to 200 millimeter lens on, so I'm like 50 to 75 feet away. They have no idea. And man, they are chowing on that corn dog or whatever. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah. You get a completely different aspect
Ron's
of it.
Personal collection of rodeo food eaters.
Look at that guy kill that pretzel.
Yes. It's just the expressions you get. Why the
pure bliss.
Now you, like, yeah. I can't. I, outside of like being in a restaurant, I don't know what it is. I can't stand to be watched when I eat. I don't know why, man.
Yeah,
really?
Even and like at home,
yep.
The dogs, you're not allowed to watch Dad eat. I can't. Nope. I don't know why.
How'd you do that in the service?
Well, it doesn't matter. Everyone else is shoveling it down their
right
craw too. You know what I mean?
You got 5 minutes. Get it done.
Just get it. Just eat. I've never been like a, you know, a big eater. I was always like a super skinny. I know you can't tell now because I've got a wife who bakes and loves me.
So. Oh, Floyd, you're still.
Floyd, the radio adds 30 pounds. Don't worry about it.
It does. I've been using that excuse for the better part of 2 decades.
Oh, I'd hate to look what I do, see what I look like with another 30 on me. But yeah, so I don't know why. I don't know.
Well, don't go near Rod. He'll just text it to you.
Yeah. I'll send you a photo book.
Saw you with that funnel cake. You've got some explaining to do.
How many cheese curds were in there? You're sweating. What is wrong?
He's got the meat sweats.
Oh, man. So the world has a new pope.
Yeah.
The world has a new
pope. He's American.
Yeah. Made First in America one. To yep. avoid tariffs, probably. From Chicago, took the name Leo XIV, 69 years old, spent most of his time and has dual citizenship in Peru.
Wow.
Guess how long he had been a cardinal before becoming pope?
I don't even know. Yeah.
Take a wild guess.
I honestly, to reach that position, I think, to be a cardinal, a decade?
20 months.
No way.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. He had only been a cardinal for 20 months. The odds, because everybody puts odds on everything now. You can bet on anything.
Oh, my goodness.
300-1.
I
had as good of a chance.
Is this the first American-born pope?
Yes. Ever.
Yeah, it is.
266, I think, popes previously. And that's relatively young.
Now, I can remember there was a big to-do when John Paul passed away. And most of us, I think, John Paul was kind of the pope, right?
Yes.
Like, and when John Paul passed, they had discussed making an American pope. But what they did not like was the power that the United States had over the economy of the world, over, you know, military aspects. And I remember that being like one of the reasons.
Right.
Where they're like, we're not going to give this to an American too. At least not at that time, you know. Because I think they felt that that's just too much. Too much influence from one country. So I don't know why they made this decision.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, he could be like a really great guy. I don't know him any more than anybody else does. But, you know, he may have been just like the perfect choice, or it may be a political move. Well, who knows?
Lyndon, you said he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
My main question for this new pope is deep dish or no?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm getting down to the nitty gritty.
Right.
Those are serious questions.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite news stories that came out, though, was that so Pope Leo 14th.
He's apparently a White Sox fan, by the way.
He is a White Sox fan.
No, really.
So he's been through a lot.
Well,
he's had his trauma.
That's right.
He's a White Sox fan.
So one of the best articles that came out, Pope Leo watched the movie Conclave and played Wordle before being elected pontiff.
Wow.
Right? Like he's just
a regular.
Chilling.
Well, they're all regular guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody's human first, and then you get your title later.
It's just, you know, we were talking this morning, and it was like, news is on, and they're like, first ever American pope, never thought we'd see it in our lifetime. I'm like, we see things that we didn't think that we would see in our lifetime every day now.
Okay, yeah. Well, just go under the grandstands during during feeding time at the rodeo.
Feeding time at the rodeo. You should do a whole like webpage called Feeding Time at the Rodeo.
I'm going to figure out a way
the rodeo
to put
trough.
Popcorn in a feed bag and sell it. You see, just...
You know what? It'd be wildly popular.
Like, I don't know. I just got to figure out a system that would feed it upwards so you don't ever have to use your hands and throw the feed bag on and head to whatever event you want to go
carry
to.
Carry stuff yeah. while you're eating popcorn. Yeah.
That's all nice. You need. I just got to figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, but you just gave it away.
Some sort of harness, maybe a spring system like with magazines, you know? Pushes it up.
Something.
Buddy, there's millions to be made.
Oh.
Millions to be made.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, yes. All right, we got to get our first break in. If you'd like to give us a call, chime in on the poll question or the things that go on.
The feeding at the rodeo.
The trough time. Jackson Electric, call in line there, 674-4443, 672-5763, and 674-4444. You're listening to the Friday Pulse on News Talk 930 KROE.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
20 ribeyes for $39.
The Backyard Butchers are here right now with 20 ribeye steaks for only $39. That's less than $2 a steak. Just look for the big red truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. Stock up and save 20 ribeyes for $39. Just look for the big red truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. And for a limited time, get 2 pounds of crab legs for $39. Go to BackyardButchers.com for more info. Cash, credit, debit, EBT accepted.
You're invited to the Pheasants Forever annual banquet tomorrow night at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Doors open at 5 p.m. and there's free beer from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. You heard that right. Free beer if you're 21 or over from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. There's many raffles with many guns to be won, great food, great company, and a great cause. The Pheasants Forever annual banquet tomorrow night at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Presented by Weatherby, Yeti, and Montana Knife Company. Get your tickets now at the Sheridan Pheasants Forever Facebook page.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Hi, this is Brad at Primerate Motors, where we are looking to buy your clean used vehicles, tractors, ATVs, and much more. We will also downtrade and do appraisals. Here at Primerate Motors, we are a full service dealership offering quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Our Super Trailer store features a wide variety of stock, utility, and cargo trailers. Primerate Motors has been making customers happy for decades. See us today at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan or online at primeratemotors.com.
Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE, First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. What local summer events are you most looking forward to? 56% said other. And then we got Third Thursday at 22%, Rodeo at 17%, Wyo Jam, and Sheridan County Fair at 1%. You know, I thought, honestly, the Wyo Jam would be a little higher.
And I can't believe, I mean, in context, I can't believe Third Thursday outperformed Rodeo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Third Thursday, great. But
of course, you know, polls are not scientific.
No, this is highly scientific.
Yeah.
We ran this through several.
Yeah.
This is
it through several people on the street.
Yeah. Our poll is yep. Anthony Fauci approved.
I got to ask about this watch, buddy.
Oh.
folks can't see it, but this thing is the size of a Mack truck. It's the color. That's fluorescent.
It's the color of my shoes.
Oh my goodness.
Look at that.
He's got the old school Kobe's on.
The Kobe's.
Yeah.
That's like
the
what?
Christmas.
Yeah. Is that fluorescent green or fluorescent
green? I have Kobe's on too.
Hey.
My gosh.
You got Kobe's on?
No. No. I'm sorry, guys. I have black leather boots.
That is a great watch, though, by the way. That is like a fishing lure.
So you can't get this. It came from Japan.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
But,
Mr. Fancy Pens.
So we have, I don't know, like 50 different colors and variations, and because it's our thing.
Yeah.
And this one came out. I was like, that's really cool. And really just like in your face. So I'm like, I really have to have that. And it wasn't really any more than what it would be here.
Right.
The most mind-blowing part of it, got it on like, ordered it on a Sunday, showed up Tuesday.
Nice.
From Japan.
Holy cow. Well,
I'm like, how do they even do that?
Efficiency, brother.
Not a slow boat from China.
Yeah, and when I send something to my dad in Bismarck, North Dakota, it takes like 14 days.
Yeah, that's 18 weeks later. Hey, I got
I'm not kidding.
Or send something from here to here.
Yeah.
And it goes to Casper.
It has to go to Casper.
And then it's like,
it might even go up to Billings and then back down.
And they're like, well, you know, this is 7 days later.
I never understood that.
You want to talk about efficiency or lack thereof.
When we were little kids, and I don't know, they might still do this actually, but when we were in second grade, we had to write a letter to ourselves and send it to our home address.
Okay. And probably teaching you how to like address an envelope.
It was the mail system.
Right.
How to use the mail system and exactly how to fill out an envelope correctly and where to put the stamp and blah, blah, blah. But it took my letter for some reason. Everybody got theirs within a couple days. It took mine like weeks. And I was like heartbroken. I was like, what the heck is going on? So I don't know if mine fell between the seat or what. But so I've been jaded since second grade. It's like, no, I don't trust them.
Started young. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I got a Christmas card from my sister. In, I believe it was March or April one year. That literally was postmarked like December 18th or 19th.
And it just took forever.
Well, I think it fell, like Floyd said, between the cracks somewhere.
Right.
And someone found it later and they're like, uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah,
we better get this.
Now, I'm not going to say what company, but a box came to my door the other day. It's not ours, okay? And it's not even our address. So I called the company and I said, look, you know, just come pick this thing up, get it out of here. And this is a woman who is her job is to just do this.
Right.
And so I'm trying not to be too difficult, but it's not my responsibility that you guys, you know, put this on the wrong porch. So stop treating me like that.
Was it even close to like your address?
I think it was like 3 or 4 blocks maybe. But so it sat there and it sat there and it sat there. So I call and she says, well, you got to stay on the line and we're going to tell you this number. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not staying on it because that's not my job. Come get this box.
Right. You fix your mistake.
Call someone down the road who works here. Tell them to go pick up this box. I am not recording a number. I am not taking or waiting.
She was really...
I'm not going online, putting the number in.
She was trying to reel you in.
I am not responsible for this package. You are.
Mm-hmm.
This is your fault. And I do not like it when companies do that now. I was trying to check on insurance the other day. So I called up an insurance company that I've used for years and years and years. Everything is automated.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. There is no zero for a human being anymore. You are waiting. Your life is now about waiting on somebody else to give you information. And you better have all your codes and all this other jazz. So I understand the idea of like, hey, this is, you know, the insurance thing's your responsibility. That package is not.
Right.
So the second she said, well, I'm going to transfer you. I've got to go get this code. You're going to record this code. I said, no, I'm not. I hung up the phone. That's just not going to happen. Yeah, my wife rolls her eyes. I'm that guy, if I've got a call on my internet, it snows in Buffalo and we lose Wi-Fi. No. That's not the way this
especially
works.
Especially when you got to work from home.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm the guy. You answer the other end of the line, and I am already telling you, turn your recorder on. This is going to be a training session.
You're going to use this for decades. Yeah.
All of the patience in your life is about to be used up with me, so get ready. Buckle up.
I agree with you, though. Especially
that box, by the way, still there.
I was going to say, don't leave me hanging.
It's still there, buddy. So I got sick of it. I took it to the end of the block and left it.
You should. I would have knocked on the door and held my hand out.
Yeah, delivery fee.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Because
I would have, but it stayed out there for so long.
That's insane.
So long that the address ticket, my wife is the one who's like, you do something with this. The address is worn off. We don't even know where it's supposed to go now.
That's so I'm like, crazy. Well.
So I took it to the end of the block.
Not to mention, somebody somewhere is like, where's my stuff?
Yes.
Sorry, buddy. Blame the company, not me.
But that's the thing. You would think that company would want to rectify it for that person.
You would think. But when you're not dealing with somebody, you know, when you've got to deal with someone who is in another country.
Yeah.
You know, oh, and by the way, you're the 80th one I've talked to today. I don't care about your plight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm sorry, but customer service is not their priority. So, no.
Yeah, that's insane.
It is not my responsibility to do your job.
Right.
And don't tell me to record a number. I don't care. I'm not going to print out a
ticket.
You
got to record this number. You got to go online. You got to fill out this form. You got to be home between the hours of 8 and 8.
It's not my responsibility.
Right.
You know, and it's just like when I deal with those people in like the internet stuff.
Yeah.
I pay you.
Yeah.
The first question I asked that woman, and this is like the third time it went down this year, because somebody somewhere sneezed. So I told her, I said, if I pay you for a service and you don't provide that service, but you still charge me, is that theft?
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not. She had me repeat the question and she said, I don't think so. And I was like, well, I think it is.
Don't think so.
We're about to have an argument because I think it is.
I changed internet providers because I had one and same kind of thing. We get inclement weather or just it'd be like it is out today, really nice. And all of a sudden, just drop.
Yeah.
Call them. On hold forever.
Yep.
Get somebody that transfers me to somebody else, blah, blah, blah. And I said kind of the same thing. I'm like, I am paying you $90 a month for this service, and it's dropping three times a day.
And you're not providing it to me.
And they gave me a credit.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay. Then I couldn't cancel them online. I had to call them to cancel. And I had asked them forever. I'm like, do you have a better rate? No, can't do anything. Sorry, sir. And I'm like, okay. Call to cancel. Hey, we've got this great rate for you. And I'm like, no, too late. I already got the other one in.
Good for you. Yeah, because they did get me. Because the account was on the ex-girlfriend's name that I moved into the place with. And they're like, well, you got to have her call and all this. Well, she's gone.
You're like, dude.
She lives in another part of the country.
She's out of the equation.
I'm not going to bother her over this. So I literally paid this bill in her name for like 3.5, 4 years. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just, and again, the drops.
So yeah, but don't like, you have like 6 Hulu accounts?
Take it easy. It was only 2.
Oh, okay.
And the wife, she's like, hey. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, so I finally called them and I said, you know what? I'm gonna close this. You guys, for the past 3.5 years, every time I pay this bill, I tell you that she no longer lives here. I'm not going to bother her. And you will not change the name without charging me $150. So, you know what?
Done.
I'm done with you. And what do you know? Well, we can take care of that for you right now. Right now, we can do that. Oh, really?
Then the tone changes.
So all of a sudden, I find the one guy who can do this for me after 3.5 or 4 years of asking for it. That's just crazy.
It was your lucky day.
It must have been just, man, I should have gone to Vegas that day.
All right.
Play the ponies.
We got to get a break.
Bet on the Pope.
There you go.
Bet on the Pope.
That's I don't a high, think you should, probably.
That's a high-stakes gamble.
I don't know. I don't think... I think that's all a religious thing. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Friday Pulse, News Talk, 930, KROE Sheridan.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high-efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Tales of the City takes nutrition to heart with Nature's Logic, Fromm Family Foods, and Red Paw, the number one sporting food, expanding with new products every day. Now, shop online at talesofthecitystores.com. We offer free local delivery or order online for curbside pickup. Be confident in what you're feeding. Tales truly is invested in your pet. At Tales of the City, we know they're not just pets. Their family.
Tales of the City. Visit their new location at 218 West Burkett in Sheridan.
Mandy Kolciska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. You may not be able to buy love, but you sure can rescue it. Secondhand animals make first-class pets and can help make you healthier. Talking to a pet can help keep you calm, and petting a furry friend can help decrease your risk for heart disease, obesity, and depression. Pets don't judge, they just love. Come find your new love today.
Okay, isn't it weird that you can trust your dog to guard your home but not your sandwich? Well, the same goes for you trusting yourself to fix or tune up your own lawnmower, side by side or four before, because you won't actually get to it, and if you do, you'll do it wrong. Hando Service Center. Not only will Hando's do it right, they're actually glad to do it. And remember, your neighbor's still mad about that explosion, so this time let Hando's fix it right before you end up on the news. Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan, where great food is just the beginning. From the moment you walk in, our team is dedicated to making your dining experience exceptional. Your server isn't just here to take your order. They're here to guide you, offering recommendations, pairing flavors, and ensuring every detail is just right. Whether it's cocktails at happy hour, a date night for two, or a family celebration, we make every occasion memorable. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
Welcome back to Public Pulse. You can join the conversation on the Jackson Electric open line by calling 307-674-4443. Or 307-674-4444. Once again, your host for Public Pulse.
Welcome back, everyone. The Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE. Ron Richter alongside Aaron Linden and Floyd Whiting. And the First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question: what local summer events are you most looking forward to? I pose that question to you guys. What summer events are you guys looking forward to?
Oh, wow. Well, I am kind of a really private person. I get to cover, in my daily job, I get to do and talk to a lot of really amazing people who do some fantastic things for the community, and I find that I rarely end up out the door. You know, I'll do certain things, but I don't know, man. Public for me, and it not a big mixer on that. So when I think about, like, what am I looking forward to in the summer, it's getting up in the middle of the forest with just me, my wife, a tent, and just being outside in the forest by ourselves. That's my big event every year. And this year we're gonna go see Dad at cow camp, so I'm nice. Looking forward to that. He's 80 years old now, and he's still out there working like he's 25, so I got to go.
Keeps you young.
Yeah, it does. It does. Work keeps you young.
As far as, like, events, I would say, I mean, just, we've got a great community in the summer. There's always something going on.
There is always something to do. That is true. Oh, wow.
It's always, there's no lack of things to do. Sometimes I'll go down to Third Thursday and within 5 minutes realize why I didn't want to go to Third Thursday because it's funny.
You said it. I didn't.
Well, no, I love the event.
I sympathize. I do.
The
too,
event is great. It's just, you know.
There are some times where it's
just funny because, I mean,
a little much.
I was done on council as of January 6th, right? I guarantee you I'll show up for Third Thursday and people will still come up and want to talk about city stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And, you know.
When are you going to fill my pothole in front of my house? Lyndon.
Right.
I will admit, the anonymity of radio is amazing. It's great. Every once in a great while, someone will recognize my voice.
Oh, there you go.
But usually it's someone who has to, you know, listen like every day, and then they can usually pick me out of a crowd.
But right.
Other than that, I can
it's just when you're out in public, just change your voice.
Hi, everybody.
Is there a caller, James? Is that what
we got a caller? Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead, caller. You are on the Jackson Electric line.
So I am the wife that had never been to the rodeo.
Nice.
Hello, and darling.
Hello. I would say that we love going to the Tournament of Knights.
Oh, my good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fun. I love that one.
Mm-hmm. You get to dress up. There's jousting, there's food. A guy last year was performing poetry, and it was really cool. But yeah, that's all I have to say.
Do they do the big turkey legs there?
Yeah.
At the Truman Nights?
Yeah, as far as I know. Yep. Yeah. Yep, they do the and then this year, it's getting even bigger.
Yes.
You know, I'm really hoping that they can take this event and eventually have like a multi-day festival and just have like this big medieval festival,
like a Renaissance festival,
like a Renaissance. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you ever go to the Renfen in Shakopee?
Yes, I did. The Renaissance festival.
It's an entire town.
Yes, it is.
That's permanent.
They do it like every, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for like 2 months.
Yeah.
In the summer. And it is literally like you walk into Excalibur.
It's crazy.
See, and Sheridan is already kind of like this amazing hidden gem that you're going to find things here that you don't find anywhere else in Wyoming, between here and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will find things here that you thought you'd never find in Wyoming. And so to think that like one day maybe this will become this big Renaissance festival that really helps fund CHAPS, Equine Assisted Services. But then people come from like all over the country for
right.
this massive Renaissance festival.
That go to Shakopee from all right? over the place.
Just to think it's another great festival to bring people in.
Biggest one is in Texas.
Yes.
Because everything's bigger in Texas. But yeah, that is gigantic.
Except the trophy case for the Dallas Cowboys.
Burn.
Wow. It's about the same size as the one for the Vikings, probably, sadly, for me. But
that's true.
This weekend's Mother's Day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just, listen closely, people. Don't wait for Sunday to get flowers or something for mom or wifey or whatever.
See,
grandma. That,
now I know my wife's listening. So. I know she's listening.
You're stuck now.
No. It's there was something we were watching the other day, and they gave a great tip. The way to a woman's heart, an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. Do that, and it's good to go. Mother's Day, make sure you got those bases covered.
Oh, man.
But you really want to bring a smile? Flowers for no reason. No reason whatsoever.
That's a tricky one, though, because you show up with flowers, you're like, what'd you do?
Well, don't set that precedent, right? That's a precedent that's been set. Don't set it.
I love the pessimistic attitude. but it is true, because I've thought about that myself, where I'm like, okay, I'm going to get her flowers, you know, just out of nowhere. And then I'm like, no, because then she's going to wonder what the hell I've been up to.
She's going to start poking around.
These are beautiful. What'd you do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why you never set that precedent. And so, like, when you mess up as a man, whatever, or as a partner, don't fill that full of gifts. But okay, well, I better pick something up before I head to the house.
When you mess up, get her a can of sardines.
Yeah, it's frying pan fire kind of stuff there, I think. Let's not do a relationship show with Ron.
No, yeah. That's...
Sardines, man. Underneath the front seat of the work truck all summer.
Yeah, there you go.
Here you go, sweetie. Here's one of those cool suckers with a scorpion in it made of tequila.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't wait for Sunday because you're going to show up to your favorite place to go to buy flowers, and there aren't going to be any, or there's going to be like the wilty, nasty, and then you're going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, get ahead of this. Grab that gift.
You got a couple days.
But I will say this, maybe it's changed because it was in the 90s that I was in the restaurant business, but it's the busiest restaurant day of the year, Mother's Day. Everyone wants to take their mom out
to do the brunches
to her favorite restaurant. And so bear that in mind too. If you want to, I always thought that like cooking at home as the guy was always like an ultimate gift. So,
right.
You know what I mean?
Unless you can't cook. Well, unless you're Ron opening sardines.
Yes. That is my contribution to the cooking stratosphere.
But even then, even just learning one recipe that you could get good at, really good at.
Right.
As long as you've got that one in the family, you're good to go. I am who my entire family comes to for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Hey.
And I know that sounds like, oh, come on. But there's something I put, the secret is to put more peanut butter.
Than jelly?
Than jelly. There you go. That's the secret to a great sandwich. But I learned that.
Crust or crustless?
Oh, crust, always. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. Nah, depends on the kiddo, My daughter's had friends over who are like, I don't like the crust. It doesn't bother me to cut those off. Right. I'm not like one of those people who's like, oh, don't waste it. Nah, doesn't bother
me. They sell crustless bread.
Sure. Yeah. Well, do they really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's more expensive. There's less of it. I'm like, people will pay for anything. Feed bags with popcorn in them.
I'm telling, there's millions to be made, my friend.
And then Ron will photograph everybody. Yeah,
millions to be made. I'm just looking at these summer events, thinking which ones I can get the feeding trough.
All of them.
Everyone's gonna see your beard coming, and they're just gonna put food down.
I'm just gonna wink at people as I walk by with my camera, be like, I got you.
Yeah. So if you're out there this summer, mind your manners. Ron could be lurking around the corner.
I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to food trucks, though.
Yes.
I do like food trucks.
I do love a food truck, man. I don't know what it is. Don't get me wrong. I love our restaurants because there's some great restaurants. But you get those specialty food trucks that roll in. Mm-hmm. And you just, man, the lines at those things are crazy.
We went to one. And it was worth it. But talk about like your life being waiting on other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was like over an hour. I'm like, I'll just put my order in and go do something.
Oh, waiting for the food back at the food truck? Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's that popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a few that are like that. And you got to be the one to kind of jump in there ASAP.
Right.
Or you'll drive past. You're like, we're going to go here, for lunch today. And then you get there and you're like, no, we're not.
Right.
We're not doing that.
What is your favorite food from a food truck?
Oh, geez. If I really think back on it, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches for some reason. Mm. They're just better out of a food truck, man.
Right.
They're so good. Oh, my belly's
growling. I couldn't
name
a favorite. There's no way. It's all good.
Street tacos.
Street tacos are fantastic. Some of the pizzas are fantastic.
Yes, I've had some really good pizza.
And wings.
Philly cheesesteaks. But the key to Philly is you have to use ribeye.
Yeah.
Cheese Whiz.
Best fair food.
Oh, hands down. I will, if we're not even like going to the rodeo, I will drive up there for a corn dog. They just taste better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Out of the carnival. And I this is horrible, but I make the joke every year. The secret ingredient, why it doesn't taste like any other corn dog on the planet, carny sweat. Well, they're just amazing.
The best hamburger I've ever had in my entire life comes from the Lincoln County Fair. And they, before they moved to the new fairgrounds, it was they had just these little tiny kind of lean-to type shops
okay.
out front of the rodeo arena. And my dad used to take us to the same, because he loved them too, to the same place every single time. And it was like, you know, local beef and the local family just set this thing up every year. And those hamburgers, for some reason, had like a special taste to them that was different
oh, yeah.
than anything else I've ever had. And to this day, and I've had burgers all over the world, and that is the best burger you're ever gonna get.
Indian,
so good.
Indian tacos.
Oh, those oh. Are, yeah. So good.
And you mentioned it earlier. What is the like the little fry bread thing with the
like a funnel cake?
Yes, funnel cakes.
The other thing that they have at Rodeo that I had never ever had that I was like, this is amazing, is they'll take those potatoes and they like spiral them out.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
they fry them
yep.
and then put all kinds of junk on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I got oh. a great photo of I'm not kidding. I have.
There's nothing that Ron doesn't have a photo of.
Ron's like, okay, this is my potato coil photo.
Yes. But they are good, but I mean, they heap them on a plate.
Oh, you can't even carry it, barely.
You pay whatever, I don't know, $5-7, and it's like humongous.
$850.
And I've got a picture of this like 110-pound girl just mowing on this.
Just facing it like a
feed bag.
With a trough.
You know what, man? I'll tell you, you know, like, I'm looking forward to, like, a calendar.
You know, just oh.
like the calendar of foods.
Yeah.
People eating at parades, people eating at the rodeo.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, gosh, it would just be funny is what it would be.
If I had to pick
probably get you sued, but boy, yeah, it'd be right. funny.
One thing that I always look forward to for the summer is rodeo parade.
Yes.
For sure. I mean, that's just an event.
You know, I think it's almost like your patriotic duty to attend at least
you
one parade.
You have to.
At least one parade a year.
Yeah.
Right? It's something about a parade. I mean, it really, really, you know, kind of, I don't know. Me and my little brother used to ride in the back of the pickup back when you could, going to the parade every year, and we'd sing like Proud to Be an American all the way.
Oh,
home,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Drinking cans of Pepsi and Squirt, just screaming. It was great.
Lee Greenwood and Mountain Dew.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Love it.
We have got a caller who's been patiently waiting. Go ahead, caller. You are on the Jackson Electric call-in line.
Well, thank you very much. I do want to say something, too. We no longer have a carnival at the rodeo anymore. So are there food trucks that are going to be up there?
There's a carnival there.
What? Are they going to have the carnival there? Who is it? Do you know?
Who knows?
I think it's
the carnival du jour, whomever they contract with.
Carnival every year. It's...
Yeah, I particularly would go because I enjoyed that. My folks' family had Hales shows of tomorrow.
And there is a slew of different food vendors there. I mean, you can get everything from... What would you even call those, Lyndon? Those spiral potato...
I don't even know what they call that.
I mean, they are something
delicious.
Though. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, so. But yeah, and the corn dogs, they have that. You have to actually, I think, go into the carnival to get the corn dog, but
yeah.
they have so many different.
Gentlemen, are you still there?
Yes.
Yep.
If I might, I'd like to make a quick comment, a slight change of subject, but there was an article in the paper, Sheridan City Audit Reveals Deficiencies. We had no deficiencies in the audit prior to the city administrator. And what has happened, and by his own acknowledgement, Stu McRae, in his message from the city administrator, essentially what he did in 23-24, which none of these are, all the 22, 23, and 24 are the audits of questioning. And you can go to the treasurer's website and see those three particular audits. and they're readdressed to them, and it will not be corrected, they don't anticipate, until 26. But we had a treasurer who, Mr. McRae, said, well, you can quit or I'll fire you. And we had in the business department a gentleman who'd worked there for years, and we'd had no problems. And my feeling on this, and by Mr. McRae's own words, this is from the 24 audit, additionally, this year's revenues are different. I won't read the whole thing, but he talks about how we are allowing for a $5 million placeholder for future grants that may become available. Well, it's money he doesn't have, but he's budgeting to some kind of magic money. And additionally, and the thing I find very disturbing, is this, and this is Mr. McRae, no officer or employee of the city shall make any expenditure or encumbrance in excess of the total appropriation for any department. However, management, and that would be Mr. McRae, may amend an appropriation within departments without the approval of the governing body. And I really think if you want to look at your problems, when we got this city administrator in, an unelected, he wanted the ability to shift funds from one department to another, perhaps maybe to grab for a grant or something. But if you would go to the treasurer's website, you'll only see 22, 23, and 24. You don't need to look at the line item spread. Go right to Porter Muirhead's summary and read it, and you can see repeatedly the new treasurer department, a creation of the city. These new people were not adequately trained in government accounting practices, and I believe that Mr. McRae, again, an unelected administrator, wanted to be a de facto treasurer for the city.
All right, Vicki,
I'm going to let you go. Thanks.
We got to make like Christmas Eve with men and wrap it up. There was that de facto word. Dr. De facto.
Yes. De facto. De jure. A lot of
gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. It is going to be beautiful this weekend.
And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out
happy
there.
All the moms. Happy Mother's Day to you. The moms, the stepmoms, the grandmoms.
Dog moms.
Dog moms. All of you.
I was reading your mind.
You beat me there. All right, that's going to wrap things up. Thanks for joining us here on the Friday Pulse. Have a wonderful weekend and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on Sunday. Reva Durche, News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan.
From the simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Are you interested in the field of broadcasting or communications? The Wyman Association of Broadcasters is offering scholarships to help you pursue your education. You must be a full-time student at a Wyoming Community College or the University of Wyoming with a GPA of at least 2.5. We're looking for students that exhibit superior potential in studies or activities related to a career in broadcasting. Stop by Sheridan Media or go to wyomingbroadcasting.org for an application form. The deadline to apply is June 15th.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Got a dream too big for the garage? Your business is growing and you need to step up your game. Synergy Shop-O-Miniums are customizable warehouse spaces designed for trades, startups, and small businesses. They are ready to scale with high ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. More than a workspace, it's a foundation for your future. Synergy Shop-O-Miniums. Own your space and build your business. Located near everything at 72 East Ridge Road. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates for a walkthrough.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Hi, my name is Becton Silly. This is my fifth year in 4-H. Did you know that you can join 4-H with a pocket pet? What is a pocket pet, you ask? You have a frog, bird, hamster, bearded dragon, turtle, or guinea pig? Those are the few of many options. We'd love to invite you to join us for our project meetings, new or returner to 4-H. We welcome all of those who are interested or want to learn more. Join us at the extension.